This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hello, and welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show, coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. I've been doing a lot of traveling and made a stop here to visit my good old buddy Jeff Garner as we're getting prepared to host the last Ground and Pound School of the year. And we're revamping and revising the curriculum a little bit. And so I thought Jeff and I could chime in here and just kind of give you an idea of what that looks like. Jeff, say hello.
Hello.
Good to have you here, bud. Love your new house.
Thank you, sir.
Very nice. So one thing that we were talking about here was this thing called the pendulum theory. And during the process when you're buying a house, just like a pendulum, sellers will swing between the two extreme positions. And those positions being a positive position and a negative position. Mm-hmm. And then there's a nice little spot there in the middle that we call neutral. Now let me turn the old phone off there. All right. And so sometimes when the seller is positive, and they're ready and they're eager to buy, like, we'd be very interested in more information and selling our house to you type thing, right? That's an example. And then when they're negative, what's an example when they're negative?
We just want to hear your number. We go with a realtor. But first, we'd just like to see what you had to say.
Right, right. And then you got those sellers that are just neutral. They're somewhere in the middle. And, they're thinking about selling. Yeah, we thought about it. We're not sure if we're really ready to do it yet or not, right?
Exactly.
But the whole point is they have those positions, and they're not really, whether they're positive or negative or neutral, they're not really showing any signs, and maybe that conversation is stalled out a little bit. So you use this thing called the pendulum theory to get the process going, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So to get that pendulum going, the seller that's positive, you're going to kind of push them a little bit towards the negative and then just kind of let go.
Yes.
Like, so you're going to let them swing, right? And same thing when they're being a negative, you're going to be like ultra positive and just let go.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're expecting you to be negative with them. They're expecting you to be positive with them.
Yeah.
So you kind of do the opposite, which gets the pendulum swinging. So let's give a couple examples of what those would look like. So
great.
When a seller is positive.
Absolutely.
So give me an example where a seller's positive.
Well, when a seller's positive, they're, we want to sell. We want to sell as fast as we can and just get out of this house. It needs too much work, and we're ready to move to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And I say, great. I can't buy them all. So really I need to come and ask you a few questions and look at the property to make sure it's a fit for me. But if it is, I can make you an offer. And if not, then I'll let you know.
Right. So the dynamic there is they want to sell.
Yes.
They want you to come over.
Yes.
And they said, come buy the house. And they're expecting you to be like, okay, I'll be right over. Here comes the offer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, you're going to go to the negative way. Like, you know what? I'm not sure if it's going to be a good fit. I can't buy them all.
Yeah.
I really won't know until I look at the house and, if it's not a fit, I'll certainly let you know right away. And if it's not, if you don't like anything I got to say, will you tell me that too?
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So they're not expecting that.
No, they're coming back at you at that point. They're trying to sell you at that point is what you want. Okay, well, we think, it's nice and it only needs a little bit of work and we look forward to meeting you.
Right.
Versus, okay, with this guy, maybe we can get a little extra money or, they start to forget about their number. Because when they called you, they had this big number in mind, and now they're going, oh, shoot, is he even going to want it? Am I going to even be able to go to Nebraska?
Right, right, exactly. Exactly. So then the other end of the pendulum is someone that's negative, right?
Yes.
Don't think you're going to come over here and steal my house type thing.
Yep.
Right? Or I heard about you real estate investors, that how you guys come in and just give lowball offers. Don't waste my time.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So what would be the response if you had that type of
seller? In that case, they're expecting a slimy salesman that is going to tell them everything they want to hear and just really put the sales pitch on them. And when they say that, I go, okay, it's really similar in those cases, honestly. you know, okay, well, I'm not sure that it is even going to be a fit, to be honest with you. We've bought a lot of houses this month, and we really only buy a, you know, probably 10, 20% of what we look at because we're kind of picky. Have you thought about calling a realtor? I mean, it sounds like you want to get max dollar for your house, and sometimes realtors can get you more than what we can get you. So we kind of start to act as a consultant. Oh, well, then you don't, if you don't want to sell at a discount, there's other ways. Have you thought of rehabbing the home yourself? Have you thought about calling a realtor? Mm-hmm. A lot of times in that case, they're, well, you know, we just don't want to give it away. I mean, we'd like to get your offer and hear what you have to say. We hate realtors, or, you know, we don't have time to fix it up. And you start going, oh, okay, well, I think it might be worth coming and looking. I can't guarantee you, but I'll try.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they're negative.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you know, those investors, there's some real dogs out there.
Yeah.
I would really consider calling a realtor, because if you want to get that top dollar, that's probably the best way you're going to do it.
Absolutely.
So that's coming to them from a really positive perspective.
Yep.
When they're being negative, right? So that's how you get the process moving forward when it's seemingly stalled, or where you seemingly feel stumped. Maybe you're stalled, right?
Yeah.
And you want to keep the process going. It's just do the opposite of what they are expecting.
Yep. And the pendulum will swing mid appointment and mid call, right? They might start off negative, and then you start going positive and trying to consult them in other ways that they can get all that money they need, because yeah, there probably are some bad guys out there, and they will turn to trying to sell you. And then next thing you know, you are having to go to a negative place, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've looked at the house. It does need quite a bit of work. And I don't even want to offend you by giving you an offer. Did you think about that realtor? I mean, did you, you know, you're going to go back and forth, you know? Or I think you're right. You can do better than us. The house is nice, really nice. Are you sure you even need us? Usually we buy homes from people that need a lot of work, and they want to move fast. I don't know that you have those needs, do you? You're going back. That pendulum is swinging, and you're trying to get to the point to where you get their number before they get yours.
Mm-hmm. And then you present the offer.
And then you can present the offer.
But the whole point is just, you can take control of this whole thing by just doing the opposite of what they are expecting.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite things that I've learned from you, Jeff, was when someone says, I think I'm just going to hold on to it, or something like that. You know what? I would probably hold on to it too.
Yeah.
You know, you could go down to Home Depot. You could get some paintbrush and get your hammer out and fix it all up and probably sell it for a lot more, because that's what I'm going to do. Yep. Have you thought about doing that? Right?
Yeah. I do that all the time, because it usually comes around. I say, gosh, you know, it's like $40,000 in repairs, and that's why my number is what it is, and I'm really sorry. So it's probably not going to be a fit. Or I'm along those lines, and I'm saying, well, you know, I can do 60, and they say, you know, we might just keep it, fix it up ourselves. You know, that's a great idea, because the truth is, I might have to pay $40,000 to fix it up, but you could probably get it done for a lot cheaper doing it yourself, because you won't have all those labor costs. And they're usually like, well, we don't have the time to do it. Well, what do you, okay, well, within, you know, then you're probably going to be in my situation to where, even at best, heck, I have my own cruise and it's going to be $40,000. So if you really went about it the smart way, you best you're going to do is $40,000, somewhere right along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, and I think, just to keep it really simple, one of the most common questions that we ask, that's this reverse selling type thing.
Yeah. Pardon us, guys.
We're outside. We got kids running around by the pool. We've asked them to be quiet, but
we're poolside right now.
Anyway, but just the time-honored question of, well, have you considered calling a realtor?
Yeah.
Right? That's just a really simple example of it, but it can go in so many different directions. And you can play with that type of this pendulum theory all through the entire process of the...
Absolutely. And it's always what you're going to go negative on is always whatever their other option is. Heck, if we were car salesmen, we'd be saying, you know, yeah, we have what we have on the lot, but if none of them fit what you're looking for, you could always go to Auto Trader, or you could get online and put up some alerts and wait. You know, you're going to push them to whatever their other option is. For one, they're going to clear out that objection for you, and two, it's going to bring them back to you. So realtor is the one we use, because that's our number one competition. That's the thing we're up against. So we do hit on that a lot.
Right. Well, cool. Let's get back to work. This hard work we're doing by the pool.
Yeah.
We actually are working. We got the laptops out and all that stuff.
The kids aren't working. We are. That's why we do it.
Awesome. All right, Jeff. So I'm looking forward to the next couple days. And then just heard that there is a new intensive on the schedule.
I'm excited,
Mercedes,
man.
Mercedes and I thought this was going to be our last one, and we really did. It wasn't a ploy or a trick or anything at all. We were just tired of traveling. But we decided we could have the best of both worlds, and we're going to do another intensive. But we're just going to keep it at home. So we're in Vegas now, so it's a great place to visit, a great place to come. So that will those details will be out in the next couple months or so. But we were talking about that, too, and I just letting you know about that also. All righty? So, yeah, the kids can't contain themselves any longer to be quiet. So let's sign off, and I will see you probably tomorrow, I guess, right? All right.
Great, guys. Thank you.
You bet. All right. So God bless to your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.